his prayers are filled with requests to God that you would grow and mature, standing complete and perfect in the beauty of God's plan for your lives. If we're all doing our part in the body, it's such a beautiful song. It's a perfect worship to him. To be in your lane, swimming the right way, doing what he wants us to do for the plan, the beauty of God's plan for your life. I think that's a beautiful prayer for us to pray for each other.
Yes,
it's Colossians 4, 12 and 13. So this is probably around 13, but it's in the Passion Translation. It says, his prayers are filled with requests to God that you would grow and mature, standing complete and perfect in the beauty of God's plan for your life.
Now, I don't know if everybody knows what it is, but this is Pentecost Sunday.
Thank you, David. Glory, hallelujah. Woo, let's get a refreshing, hallelujah, because it's Pentecost Sunday. Woo, glory. The Lord says receive, and I feel, woo, glory, we receive. Hallelujah, we stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, don't we, Deborah?
Exactly.
Whole congregation in this group right here, hallelujah.
Amen. Going about doing good.
Amen, just like Jesus, healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
Amen, sister.
Amen, glory. Thank you, David. That put a light in me, buddy. Woo, glory.
It's quite different from when your mom used to say, I'm going to light you up.
Maybe the first person I heard to sing in the Holy Spirit was, I think it was Greg Hosey. At a church I went to in North Birmingham. When he did that, I just soaked it in. And I started doing it.
Praise God.
You can tell it when it's flowing from in here. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And everybody can be on a different tone. It don't really matter. It can all be, it's whatever God puts
it
in.
It sounded beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Because everybody's tone was a little different and it sounded
but
beautiful.
Still perfect. But the Psalms were songs.
Yeah.
And you don't have to sing with your understanding, Or you don't have to sing. You can sing with your understanding. You don't have to sing in tongues. It's just you can do both. Or you can just sing in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful.
A guy named Sidney Smith prophesied in rhyme.
Yeah.
Pastor Jim uses a lot of rhyme.
He does. Almost 95% of the time.
Yeah.
But the Psalms in Hebrew did rhyme. Not all of them, but they did rhyme.
I was sitting there this morning kind of waiting for everybody to come in, and I don't know if y'all noticed this, but the stained glass window here on the end of the church, when you go out to the church to look at it, this little, a dove. And, that's the power of the church. The Holy Spirit would have you. And we might as well have picked up. And the Lord Jesus Christ. But, and Jesus give us his Spirit, Jesus made us accomplish what he did.
Dave Thurston mentioned wisdom from Proverbs, and I was reading Proverbs this morning, and everywhere I saw wisdom, I saw Jesus. And then when I saw Jesus, I saw the Word. It was just like, wow, wow, wisdom, 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 the Word, Jesus. It's like...
data download.
But I mean, that's just what I kept seeing was wisdom is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. And he's also the Holy Spirit and Father, so you got them all.
Proverbs has a lot of just common sense things like never sign for anybody. Don't co-sign for anybody. Just don't get drunk. Don't gamble.
Yes, and I kept saying the wisdom about the woman. I know it's fleshly about the man to stay away from adultery and stuff, but I saw it as the world. Oh, I saw it as the world this morning. Every time I saw that woman, I said, that's the world. That's the world taking us away from God.
Yeah.
And we're totally aware of that adultery that can happen because of that. So. Yeah.
But if he considers us his bride, yes. And people, sometimes I've had friends, well, I just read my horoscope for fun. I said, uh-huh. That's like your husband saying, well, I just kissed her for fun. I said, as far as God is concerned,
that's good.
It's adultery. Yeah. You know, anything, yeah. If you're doing that, if you're going to a palm reader, he considers that as adultery.
Yeah.
You're his bride, so mm-hmm. He's not going to buy that lie. Oh, I just do it for fun. Just like you're not going to buy the lie when your husband tells you, oh, I just kissed mm-hmm. her for fun. It didn't mean anything.
You know, Deborah, what you said on the post office about years ago, and I was a Christian, and I got to check my spirit, but this person was just kind of getting started out. Mm-hmm.
I did that, too.
Mm-hmm. A little minimum amount, like $1,000. Years later, I went to buy a vehicle over in Ansley, mm-hmm. and they told me, you know, you got to hit on your credit right. Mm-hmm. I said, well, and it was all because this person
didn't
pay that loan on time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That checked my interest rate up. So mm-hmm. it cost me mm-hmm. not listening to the Lord.
Well, just mm-hmm. common sense. There's just so much common sense things that for a teenager, you know, if they would just read Proverbs, it'll keep them out of yeah. a lot of trouble. Like, don't, mm. you know, when it says don't get together with robbers because they're not mm. satisfied until they shed blood. Mm. And my grandmother used to tell us all the time, she said, a man that'll steal will kill, Deborah, because he doesn't want to get caught. Yeah. Mm.
Like, talking about loans and stuff, Dick had already passed away, and someone asked me for me to give them a loan. I prayed about it. I just gave it to them. I said, because there's going to be things attached to this money that I don't want that relationship hurt in any way. So I was blessed, and because of that, they've never had to ask me for money before. But I've also had somebody call that wanted to get something for somebody, and they wanted to personally loan me too, and I knew my spirit, no.
No. Yeah.
No. So you just kind of, like you said, walk in the spirit and know what's right and wrong. But that, you tell that to your children, they're about to not walk in the mistake you walked. That's why older people need to teach younger people.
Mm. Well,
because if you take something on that, you must assume that you're going to have to pay it. Because we got a loan from my niece years ago for a car. Dick did it and I did it. And we ended up paying the whole loan. But we didn't see her that much anyway. But we both had the attitude that we were going to pay for it and it was good. We're not going to get angry or upset about it. So we've had vehicles ever since, you know. So, but he made that decision not to do it. And he made the decision to do the loan.
But the wisest man is the one
God gives us provision for everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives other people provision. It's not just us.
Right.
Not just Christians even. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
So he said, look, you know, look at the birds of the air.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't gather into barns. Right. But your Father loves them and he feeds them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you not worth much more?
Amen.
Than one of those birds?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor.
And he talks about the flowers of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, God does provide for us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, we may have to go out and get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the Israelites, they had manna.
Yes.
But they had to get up in the morning and go get it before the sun came up and it went away.
Mm-hmm.
They had to get up and go get it. If they're not willing to go get it, guess what?
They
go hungry that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go hungry that day. They got a day of fasting to think mm-hmm. about what they didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning, they're liable to get up and go out and get something. Get up early in the morning, you know? Mm-hmm. So, God provides for us. He provides for everybody.
Yes.
Everybody he provides for. But you got to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You got to go get it. And mm-hmm. someone comes to you, they want you to provide for them. No, God provided for you. Mm-hmm. Go get it.
My grandmother had a saying. She said,
they buy what they want and come to you for what they need. Have you heard that?
That's and a good one. I like that one.
Pastor Webb used to say, he said, I used to worry. He says, but now if I see a bird, I know as long as I see a bird, I'm okay. He says, now if I go out in the morning and I can't find a bird, he said, I'm going to start to worry.
Pastor Jim talks about the crows. He's talking one time about feeding crows.
We'll finish off here. And this is really a take off on what David said about the Holy Spirit. You know, we have to have knowledge in order to have faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We have to be told something or know something in order to have faith in it. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. If God says, I'm going to provide for you, we have to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Before we can put our faith in that provision. Mm-hmm. People don't know that. Right? Yeah. People don't know that God said, I'll provide for you. But how do we know things? The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That is Emmanuel. That is God with us today.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see Jesus yet, do we?
Not yet.
Not yet. But we got the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
God is with us in this Holy Spirit. Let me read 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16. We'll end here. Excuse me. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. What? No eye has seen it, no ear has heard it. Heart of man hasn't even imagined what God's prepared for those who love him.
Mm-hmm.
These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, that's no longer true, is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's no longer true because God's Spirit is revealed to
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah.
For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God.
Yeah.
For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person, which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. But they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual person judges all things.
Mm-hmm.
He but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him?
Mm-hmm.
But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
We have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to speak to people of spiritual things. They don't receive them
mm-hmm.
because they're natural, right? Some of the stuff that we've been talking today, you go talk to your natural friends, right over their head.
Mm-hmm. They'll call Bryce and have you picked up.
So anyway, it's the Holy Spirit. He's our leader, he's our guide, he's our comforter. So, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for all that you've given us, especially for the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
amen. Let us understand all the things that you have freely given to us.
Yes, amen.
Father, bring us into a revelation and a realization of what you've given to us so that we may walk in victory over cancer, over sickness, over anything, over lack. We can walk in victory over it all.
Amen.
Thank you for this, Father. Bless our time today. Father, be with every person who's speaking the truth from the pulpit to the people of God. May you speak the truth in boldness and wisdom. And Father, we ask you to bless our fellowship, bless the food that we're about to partake of. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.